Good morning from the Kohl Center in Madison with Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann, Aisha Jackson. Back at our network studio, this is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Always fun when these two programs get together. Should be more of the same here today. A big crowd here at the Kohl Center to watch Wisconsin take on Marquette, meeting number 128 all time. As mentioned a while ago, Marquette's had the better of it here in recent years, winning four of the last six, including last December in dramatic fashion at Fiserv Forum. As a tip-in from a missed free throw in the final second from Justin Lewis was the difference in the game and a two-point Marquette win. Lewis and Greg Elliott, they're the only two Marquette players who know anything about this rivalry. Badgers have a few more than two, but you've got some guys who are getting an elevated role now, of course, talking about guys like Stephen Crowell, Ben Carlson. But, Mike, I think the bottom line is both of these teams are off to better starts than most anyone outside their locker rooms would have expected.
No question. I think you can see the confidence building in different areas for both Marquette and Wisconsin. And they both also know, I'm sure, about the urgency and the intensity of a Marquette-Wisconsin game. If they have not played in one themselves, their older teammates have informed them of what it's going to be like. And it goes back to what we were talking about in the pregame show about every possession has to be valued, more so than anything else. And maybe Wisconsin can get a flashback from the last time these teams played in this building where they had six players in double digits between 10 and 15 points. That type of balance will beat a lot of people.
There was a team that coming into that game was really having a lot of trouble shooting the ball, but not that day, as they were lights out. Been a while since the Badgers have been on the home floor. You got to go back to a couple weeks ago, November 15th to be exact, against Providence in a Gavitt Games matchup. Of course, the Badgers were without Johnny Davis that night, and the Flyers got out of town a five-point winner. But since then, Wisconsin has been on the road the last four and has won the last four out in Las Vegas, winning three times, and then a thriller on Wednesday night in Atlanta. The Badgers getting by Georgia Tech 70-66.
There's just so much newness to this series because of all the new players on both sides. Marquette's got nine new players and a new coaching staff. If you're curious about tracking the players who played against Wisconsin last year, good luck. But Dawson Garcia's at North Carolina. Kobe McEwen's at Weber State. Jamal Cain's at Oakland. Theo John's at Duke. Samir Torrance is at Syracuse. And DJ Carton is in the G League playing for the Greensboro Swarm.
Yeah, and then all those Badger seniors who have moved on, some transferred, obviously many others playing professionally. So you got some newbies to this series, but as you said, you tend to get educated very quickly. The importance of this game, the bragging rights game, the in-the-moment importance of a game like this. And I put it that way because the Badgers have two Big Ten games looming. Wednesday at the Kohl Center against Indiana. 1 week from today in Columbus against an Ohio State team that a few days ago took down Duke. So a business really picking up here for the Badgers starting in about 1 minute. Your officials for this matchup, Larry Serrato, Bo Borowski, and Steve McJunkins. Badgers with the alternate uniforms and a pretty good look today, designed by much of the sophomore class as well as junior Tyler Wall, redshirt sophomore Carter Higginbottom. They'll have it one time this year. They're already working on next year in an alternate uniform. So it's something they want to be able to do on an annual basis.
I mean, I like it, but then me talking about fashions like Elon Musk talking about the dollar store. They're just uncommon ground.
I think for us, good fashion means the clothes we're wearing are somewhat clean. Somewhat. We are ready to go. Marquette of the traveling blue unis, the light blue trim as well with the gold.
We'll see how Stephen Crowell fares against some of the size he's going to see in the paint, especially with Quest. Crowell has had four fouls in two of the last three games, and seeing how important he can be when he's on the floor, and we'll see how he handles maybe the type of physicality that Marquette will present him.
Yeah, Quet brings a lot of experience. He doesn't bring a lot of bulk. He's 6'10", 215. was a slender Stephen Crowell, but not nearly the level of experience that Klepp has. We're ready to go. Opening tip here at the Kohl Center. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left, and we are underway at the Kohl Center in Madison. Marquette straight up defensively. Crowell against Klepp, left of the circle. A bounce to a posting Johnny Davis against Daryl Morcell. Davis steps in, fades, fires, and it's off the rim. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Crowell.
We saw the Badgers initiate that low post game with Johnny Davis almost immediately at Georgia Tech. They want to take advantage of Davis's ability in the paint.
And Daryl Morcell drawing the assignment, last year's Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year when he was at Maryland. Marquette moving to our right. And with the ball is Justin Lewis against Tyler Wall. Hands off to Morcell, being chased by Johnny Davis. Morcell left of the circle, throwing to Lewis high on the right. Lewis starts to back off the wing. Baseline right 10-footer. Rattles in for Justin Lewis for the game's first points. Opening minute, 2-0 Marquette. Hepburn to the front court along the right sideline for Wisconsin. He's with Cam Jones. A throw to Crowell on the right wing. Bounce pass to Davison. Finds Crowell. Give it go. Down the lane. Tried to dunk. And a foul is called on Klepp. Trying to catch up to Stephen Crowell. He was able to prevent the dunk. But Klepp, here in the opening minute, picks up an early foul.
Thus far this year, Brad Davison has been sneaky good with his assists. There, a bounce pass to a breaking, cutting Crowell in the paint.
Stephen Crowell goes to the free throw line, where he is 9 of 11. Badgers a little better than 80% at the free throw line. First attempt for Crowell is no good. The Badgers come into the game having made 4 more free throw attempts than their opponents have attempted.
Crowell started off the season making 7 of his first 7 in the first 3 games. He's 2 of his last 5.
Second free throw for Crowell after missing the first. He is good with the second. That gets the Badgers on the board. 2-1 Marquette. Not quite a minute gone by. Morcell up the left sideline of the front court. Working off the screen, a hedge from Wall, and walking is Daryl Morcell. Good hedge on that screen from Tyler Wall, and that maybe got Morcell a little out of sync. And a turnover for Marquette. Golden Eagles show 1-2-2-3 quarters, which they will show a lot, and they'll go full court as well. Hepburn surveys, goes at the Wall, breaks the mid-stripe, feeding Davis on the right wing. Minute 10 gone by, 2-1 Marquette. Chucky Hepburn high on the right. He'll flip the Crowell on the right wing. Quet with a tight on-ball defense. A pass for Wall. Quick toss to Hepburn. Flips to Davison. 3 shots straight on. Just hit the front rim. No good. Kirk Quet the rebound. And here comes Morcell. Gliding up the left sideline for Marquette. Morcell against Brad Davison right now. Morcell baseline left. Brad goes down, and a block is called on Davison. Did not get into a legal guarding position. First foul on Davison. First on Wisconsin.
Morcell brings just so many different aspects to the game, doesn't he?
Does.
Besides scoring, and as you mentioned, this year has been a little bit unusual for him because he started off by scoring 20 or more points in four games to start the year.
Yeah, 15 points per is his average. Averaged 9 a game last year at Maryland. Here's Cam Jones out between the circles. Little crossover got by Wall. Jones tries a 3 right side off the left side. Iron no good. Ripping away the rebound is Johnny Davis of Wisconsin. Minute 45 gone by. 2-1 Marquette. Davis at the top of the circle. Throws to Davison high on the left. He'll feed Chucky Hepburn on the left wing. Tyler Kolick is defending Hepburn. Now Wall left of the lane. Backing on Lewis. Backing a dig from Kolick. Kick out Hepburn. Tries a 3. Good. From up top. Chucky Hepburn with a triple. And the Badgers lead 4-2. We're 2 minutes in.
Hepburn made Kolick pay for collapsing inside on the post.
Daryl Morcell. High screen from Quet. Top of the circle. Drives on Crowell. Down the lane. Layup good. Working off that high ball screen. Daryl Morcell with the bucket. And we're tied at 4. Three-quarters pressure from Marquette. Hepburn with a pass fake. Now releases the Wall. Jump pass across half court to Crowell. Gives to Davis on the right wing. Johnny drives off the wing. Running left-hander. Good. Coming off the right wing. Davis, his first points. 6-4 Wisconsin. 2.5 minutes in. Kolick throwing to Justin Lewis. Left side fakes the 3. Got Hepburn up. Now takes the 3. Off the rim. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet Hepburn. And Chucky scoots up the floor to the front court. Hepburn dropped it back to Crowell. Good looking at 3 straight on, straight in. Oh, what a sweet feed from Hepburn. And it's 9-4 Wisconsin. 2:55 gone by. Kolick on the left side.
What made it sweeter is Crowell made the shot.
Kolick long two left side, and the rebound on the miss belongs to Brad Davison. Davison up the middle of the front court. Feeds Hepburn high on the right. 9-4 Wisconsin. We are 3 minutes, 10 seconds into the game. Hepburn off the high screen from Crowell. Kicks it back to Crowell. Another three right of the circle. That will dance off the rim. No good. Tyler Kolick the rebound for Marquette. 9-4 the Badgers. 3:20 into the game. Cam Jones, hard left-hand dribble. Left of the lane, working against Crowell, picking him up on the switch. Jones wants to take him on. Baseline left, reverse layup, nowhere close. Crowell clears for Wisconsin. Outlet to Davison, and here comes Brad up the floor, right sideline, front court. High screen Crowell. Davison to the free throw line, feeds Hepburn off the left wing. Stops baseline, goes again, loops it out to Wall, inside to Crowell. Mid-post left against Queth. Backing is Crowell, turns, up right hand. In and out, no good. Justin Lewis the rebound. Outlet pass looped to Tyler Kolick, right side of the front court. Kolick against Wall, throwing to Queth, hands it back to Kolick. Wall goes down, Marquette plays on. Here's Lewis, right foul line extended. He's off to Daryl Morcell, fakes right, moves left against Brad Davison. Morcell in the paint, leaning in, 10-footer is good. Experience and some strength from Daryl Morcell, 9-6 Wisconsin. Here's a lead feed. Johnny Davis off the right wing. Goes up, gets fouled. Look in the dunk, and that's on Kirk Queth, who has picked up two fouls as we hit the first media timeout of the day. No one can thrive on an empty stomach, and that's why Alliant Energy continues to help fight hunger in Wisconsin. Alliant Energy, using our energy for good in the communities we serve. And fuel your next road trip with top-tier tri-clean gasoline from our proud sponsor, Citgo, to keep your engine running smoothly. Adventure awaits. Fuel up first with Citgo. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 15:46 left in the first half. Wisconsin 9, Marquette 6. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, where winners are cashing out with their 95% average payout and more than 140 daily jackpots. And Badger fans, our pregame show all season long is brought to you by Rail Transport. Learn more about one of North America's safest, largest, and most successful trucking companies at railtransport.com. 15:46 left in the first half. Wisconsin 9, Marquette 6.
I believe it was Chucky Hepburn who got that ball into the hands of Johnny Davis just before the time out. Davis drawing the foul. You got to believe that Hepburn just feels a lot more comfortable without Davon Smith clinging to him as he did Georgia Tech. I mean, Smith was really good. Finished with 9 points and 11 rebounds. We've already seen Hepburn hit a three in the behind-the-back pass to set up a three by Crowell.
Key moment there before that media timeout. Johnny Davis drawing the foul. It's the second on Kirk Queth. Oso Iguodaro is in there now for Marquette. First free throw for Davis will crawl in.
The Marquette people say Iguodaro has made great improvement from a year ago, only played in five games, but he's been a pleasant development already.
Second free throw for Johnny is good. Four early points for Davis. 11-6 Wisconsin. Going back to Iguodaro at his first career double-double, their last game against Jackson State. Here's Kolick, left wing, throwing to Morcell, top of the circle. Davis defends. Morcell thought about it. He's off to Iguodaro. He is with Chris Vogt on the floor right now. Carter Gilmore checking Justin Lewis in the lane. Contested shot and air ball gathered by Vogt. Good work defensively from Carter Gilmore. And here's Brad Davis in the left side of the front court. Feeds Hepburn. Tried to dribble handoff. It got there to Davis. Johnny in the lane, tied up, ripped away by Kolick. Turnover, Wisconsin. 5:12 left in the half. 11-6 the Badgers. Kolick up the floor. Little hesitation dribble. Feeds Lewis. Baseline right. Got by Gilmore in the lane. Lost the handle. And it went off of Vogt's hands and struck the baseline out of bounds to Marquette.
Looked like a pretty good collision there between Vogt and Lewis on the baseline. He bounced off him. No harm, no foul, I guess.
Yeah. Little football on board. Stevie Mitchell in the lineup now. David Joplin as well. Joplin out of Brookfield Central. Stevie Mitchell out of Reading, Pennsylvania. 21 on the shot clock for Marquette. Mitchell, baseline left, inbounds to Kolick. Kolick against Chucky Hepburn, right lane line. The drive, nice lead. Iguodaro low on the left, slam dunk. Also Iguodaro with his first points. And it's 11-8 Wisconsin. Three quarters press for Marquette. 1-2-2 variety. Carter Gilmore in the backcourt. Carter moves it across the mid-stripe for Hepburn. Feeding Davis on the right side. Shovels to Vogt. Baseline right. Vogt back into the block against Joplin. Out to Davis. High on the right. Davis gets it to Gilmore. Top of the circle. Carter holds and looks. 10 on the shot clock. Gilmore finds Hepburn. Stamps off a three. Left side short. Morcell the rebound for Marquette. 11-8 Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes into the game. Osette with a bounce to Tyler Kolick. On the dribble to the top of the circle. Works left lane line. Jump pass to Iguodaro at the right block. Scoops it to Stevie Mitchell. Baseline right. Picked up by Gilmore as Mitchell retreats beyond the three-point line. A throw out to Morsell. Turns it to Kolick. High on the left. A flip to Joplin. Top of the arc. He'll try a three. Left of the circle. And this game is tied at 11. David Joplin with a triple. 11-all. 14:05 left of the first half. Gilmore in the backcourt against the 1-2-2 three-quarter look from Marquette. Hepburn across the line, deflected by Joplin, tapped it back to Hepburn, feeds Davis, slashes off the right wing, goes to the goal on the reverse, no, rebound, Vogt, the putback attempt, no, but a foul. And Chris Vogt will go to the free throw line. David Joplin picked up the foul. And that's going to be his first.
There's no pause in Johnny Davis's game. When he gets the ball in his hands, he's going to slash to the rim as he did once again. Vogt was in good rebounding position, as he was on Wednesday night at Georgia Tech. He had six boards.
I think Greg Gard saying it really changed the complexion of the game in that first half. First free throw for Vogt is good.
Matt, he just seems like a player who understands his role.
Yeah, absolutely. You'll know who you are, right? Lauren Bowman, Jacoby Neath are in. Hepburn and Johnny Davis will sit down. 13:51 left in the half. 12-11 Wisconsin.
Neath had a big bucket in that second half at Georgia Tech. Didn't play a lot of minutes, but scored when he had an opportunity.
Second free throw, Vogt too long, no good. Morsell the rebound. Tyler Wall will check in. Next opportunity for Wisconsin. Here's Kolick off the high screen from Iguodaro. Left lane line feeds Iguodaro low on the right. Slam dunk. They get it inside to Oso Iguodaro again, and Marquette leads 13-12. 13:35 left in the first half. Marquette picking up full court now on the freshman Lauren Bowman. A bounce to Gilmore, refeeds Bowman. Lauren right side across half court, avoids the trap, finding Gilmore, throw to Davison at the left point. David Joplin defending Brad Davison, dribbles off the wing, jumps up the line, back cut neat. Low on the right, takes the left, feeds Vogt, stumbles, and had it knocked away, and it goes off of Vogt and out of bounds. Turnover Wisconsin. His Wall will come in for Gilmore. Stephen Crowell will check in for Chris Vogt.
That was just a difficult pass for Vogt to handle in the paint. Close range from Neath. Back-to-back possessions now. It's been Kolick feeding Iguodaro. Kolick's got a nice soundness about his game.
Yeah, five assists. He hasn't found that shooting stroke yet. Good defensive play there a moment ago by Iguodaro as well for Marquette. Here's Kolick left of the lane. Got bumped by Crowell. Ball is loose. Snapped up by Stevie Mitchell. Feeds Kolick high on the left. Gives off to Joplin on the right side. Drives off the wing. Help defense from Neath, and they'll get a block on Jacoby, the secondary defender there. And a little tardy and maybe a little deep as well. First on Neath, second foul on Wisconsin. 12:59 left in the half, 13-12 Marquette. David Joplin will inbound, baseline right. Joplin looking, flips it into Kolick on the right wing. Kolick curls off the wing in the lane against Bowman and just lost the handle off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover Marquette. Turnovers even now, two apiece. And Shaka Smart will go to his bench. Omax Prosper will come into the game. It's Olivier Maxence Prosper, but they say he's good with Omax, so it works for us. There's Tyler Wall in the backcourt. Three quarters look continues for Marquette. Retreat from Wall. Now he'll feed Neath to the line. A bounce into Crowell. Low on the left. Goes up. Got it. Looking to dunk. He dropped it down instead. It still works. 14-13 Wisconsin. 12:35 left in the first half. Morsell at the free throw line. A step in the lane. Finds it in an inside to Iguodaro, who bobbled it. Taken away by Neath. He's on the floor. Needs help. Finds Stephen Crowell. Turnover Marquette. Here comes Lauren Bowman. A lead feed. Tyler Wall catches the right wing. Drops it to Neath. Deep three. Right side. Short. No good. Rebound Morsell and Marquette. 12:15 left in the half. 14-13 the Badgers. Morsell on the left-hand dribble. Left foul line extended. Pull-up jump is short. Rebound. Davison of Wisconsin. Whips it to Tyler Wall. Morsell bothering him. Ball is loose, but Brad is there. Darts at the Crowell. Front court left. He'll flip to Bowman. Badgers go into their offense. Bowman angling left to right. Hands off to Neath. High in the right. Jacoby gives it up to Crowell. Out at the top of the circle. A back cut from Wall in the lane. Up right hand off balance. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by Morsell. Outlet Stevie Mitchell. Mitchell gliding up the floor against Davis. And Brad goes down. They play through it. Shot up. No good from Mitchell. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin. Brad Davison saying, wait up. Let's slow it down. 11:30 left in the first half. 14-13 Wisconsin. Bowman, right side, dribble handoff Neath. He'll feed Davison at the top of the circle. Davison off a high screen from Crowd. A hard hedge from Igodaro. A pass for Wall. Wraps it left side, Neath. Baseline left. On the drive. Stops the block. Gets it to Wall. Fakes the three. Thinking about it. Five to shoot. Now a three from Tyler, and that's off the rim. No good. Morcell, another rebound for Marquette. Through the logo to the front court comes Daryl Morcell, the Maryland transfer. The trailer three. Prosper is good on the left side. Oh, Max Prosper came in just 3 of 15 from long range. Buries a triple, 16-14 Marquette. 10:52 left in the first half. Three-quarter look continues. Badgers break it. Crowell finds Davison. Three-shot left corner, money. Davison, his first points of the day, 17-16 Wisconsin. 10:40 left in the first half.
Up until then, they had done a good job limiting Davison's touches.
There's Morcell in the lane. Jump pass, right side. Prosper for three. Not this time. Long rebound, Neath of Wisconsin. And now here comes Brad Davison. Right side of the front court. High screen Wall. Davison, right wing. Hands off to Bowman. He'll try a three. Back iron, no good. Rebound, David Joplin of Marquette. 10:18 left in the half, 17-16 Wisconsin. Morcell at the top of the circle. Davison defends. A feed for Joplin. Drives on Wall. Stops left of the lane. Pass deflected. Stolen away by Jacoby Neath. Here comes Neath up the floor. At the left elbow with Mitchell getting back defensively. A wide pass. Davison runs it down near half court. Now Brad goes left of the lane to the goal. Wrap around. Layup around the rim and out. No good. Rebound David Joplin of Marquette. Here comes Morcell. Loops it to Prosper left side. Cuts off the wing in the lane. Off balance right hander is good. Omax Prosper with five. Back and forth we go. 18-17 Marquette. 9:40 left in the first half. Here comes Jacoby Neath off the right wing in the lane to the goal. Goes up. Rolls off the right side iron. No good. Trying to draw the contact. Couldn't get it done. Here's Mitchell. Front court leads for Morcell. Turns to Joplin. Left corner three. Short. Rebound Wall of Wisconsin with 9:25 left in the half. 18-17 Marquette leading the Badgers.
With Queth out of the game, the Badgers had no trouble getting to the rim. They just had trouble finishing at the rim.
Yeah, two fouls early from Kirk Queth. Here's Tyler Wall posting on Morcell. Mid post right. Tyler backing in the lane. One pump up left hand. Off the rim, no. Crowder rebound. One pump low on the left. Blocked by Igodaro. Out to Brad. Fakes the three. Turns to Neath. Takes the three. Left side. Air ball caught underneath by Igodaro. 8:55 left in the half. 18-17 Marquette. Mitchell blows down the lane to the rim. Shot blocked by Wall. Keeps it in play. It's gathered by Bowman. Tyler Wall with another rejection. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin. 30-second timeout taken by Greg Gar, but this will be a full timeout. Back and forth we go. A little Marquette tempo going on right now. Hey, Badgers American Family wants to give you an unforgettable fan experience at camp at the Kohl Center all season long. Learn more at amfam.com/Badgers. The Cleary Building Corp is growing because people are what we value most. Join the Cleary team. Visit careers at Cleary.com today. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 8:45 left of the first half. Marquette 18, Wisconsin 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Badger fans, Brewpub Lots of Matzo pizzas are loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Over half a pound on each pizza, as a matter of fact. Skimp is not a word in our vernacular. Snag a Brewpub pizza from your local grocery store today. Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 8:45 left in the first half. Marquette 18, Wisconsin 17. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. I mentioned this a few times already this season with the Badgers. It's a very, very streaky team offensively, and right now it's not a good streak they're on. They've missed six in a row, nine of the last 10. For playing good D, they're down just one with 8:45 left in the half.
Meanwhile, Prosper has given Marquette a little bit of a jump, a spark coming off the bench with five straight points. This summer, Prosper was with Team Canada. Johnny Davis was with Team USA. They met in the semifinals of that FIBA Under-19 World Cup. Team USA won 92-86 to advance to the gold medal game, which they won. Davis played 2 minutes, or rather 8 minutes, had 2 points. Prosper had 9.6 rebounds on a team that included Zach Edey and Caleb Houston.
Prosper missed the last nine games for Marquette last season at a foot injury. But yeah, you're right, he's helped them. Wall, Hepburn, Davis, Crowell, and Jordan Davis on the floor for Wisconsin as play resumes. Hepburn to the front court against Cam Jones, back out there for Marquette. A pass for Crowell, left of the circle, matchup with Justin Lewis. Now Hepburn feeds Wall, goes into a posting Davis on Tyler Kolick. Backing is Johnny, fades, flips, baseline right, too long, no good. Rebound tapped into the hands of Kolick. Marion Ellis with that tap for Marquette. Kolick throwing Greg Elliott left corner, wide open three off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the air by Jordan Davis, pulled down by Hepburn. Here comes Chucky for Wisconsin. 8:15 left in the half, 18-17 Marquette. Jordan Davis throws to his brother Johnny on the right wing, flips it to Jordan, pass knocked away by Ellis and out of bounds. Deflections, a big stat for Shaka Smart. The goal every game is 32. He has said in his coaching career, 32 or more deflections. They've only lost, his teams have only lost one time. That was to a Tom Crean coach team. But the ball is Crowell, right side, goes into Jordan Davis, posting on Ellis and running out of real estate. Jordan couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Marquette as we hit the under eights media timeout. Hey, Wisconsin fans, StubHub is the easiest way to experience every Badgers game. Check the virtual view, score your seats, and get your tickets delivered instantly. StubHub is the official ticketing partner of Wisconsin Athletics. StubHub, be there. 7:59 left of the first half. Marquette's 18, Wisconsin 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. The Wisconsin Education Association Council and WEA member benefits would like to thank all public school educators for their dedication to our communities. We act, we teach, we inspire. WEA member benefits, enhancing the financial lives of Wisconsin public school employees. 7:59 left of the first half. Marquette 18, Wisconsin 17.
Shaka Smart's played 11 players in this half. Greg Gard's played 10. Marquette's dominating the bench points 12-1.
It's a big part. Marquette will regularly play 10 or 11. And a couple of games ago against Northern Illinois, Smart wasn't happy with his starting five, so he subbed 5 for 5. Point made. Marquette will be back on offense as play resumes. And up the floor comes Amarian Ellis, freshman out of Davenport, Iowa, state player of the year in that state. Drives off the left wing in the lane, and they're trying to run it up, and Johnny Davis having none of it. He sends it out of bounds. Marquette keeps it with 22 to shoot. Dan Jones will inbound. But first, Oso Iguodaro will check back in for Amarian Ellis. Jones, a Mr. Basketball in Tennessee. Very young Marquette team. Here's Kolick, left of the lane, in the paint, feeds Lewis, drives off the right wing, a lead for Iguodaro, low on the left, takes a right pass, went off the leg of Tyler Wall, getting it back now. Kolick feeds Iguodaro, inside throw into Lewis, low on the right, throws it up with the right hand, missed, then the rebound to Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin. 7:30 left in the half, 18-17 Marquette. Davison matched up with Jones, a throw to Wall on the left side. He's with Lewis just under the three-point line. A pass back to Davison at the top. A refeed to Wall, left of the lane, backing mid-post is Wall. A dig from Jones, run out Heffer, an extra pass, Johnny, three shot, right corner, got it. Johnny Davis, his first triple. 20-18 Wisconsin, 7:07 left of the half. Cam Jones to the front court for Marquette, high on the right, working against Johnny Davis. Throw to Justin Lewis, refeeds Jones right of the circle. Jones with a hand off to Kolick, being hounded by Chucky Hepburn. Tyler Kolick, rookie of the year in the A-10 last year, a transfer from George Mason. He hooks it to Elliott, 8 to shoot. Elliott, left of the lane. Crowell gets him on a switch. Elliott needs some help, trying to draw some contact. Scoops it up, and that almost went from the bottom of the net all the way through. It's no good. The Badgers clear the rebound. Here's Chucky Hepburn throwing a Wall high on the right. Feeds Davis against Kolick. 6:30 left in that. Badgers up 2. Davis in a shot fake. Left foul line extended. Feeds Wall for 3 straight on. Rattles out, no good. Marquette the rebound. And here comes Tyler Kolick, 6:20 left in the half, 20-18, the Badgers. Kolick puts a pass to Lewis, fakes the three on the left wing, now backing down on Davis. Left lane line, up and under, low on the left, good with the left hand. Well done from Justin Lewis. We're tied at 20, 6:07 left in the half.
Lewis is a tough guard because of his length and athleticism, was able to back down Johnny Davis.
Three quarters press from Marquette, Badgers break it, Davison cross court to Davis, right sideline, shovels it into Crowell, gathers right lane line. Crowell back out to Davis, right side, drives off the wing. And the lane goes up and missed, but a foul. And again, on the dribble drive, Johnny Davis able to draw the contact. And he will shoot a pair. Cam Jones called for the foul. That'll be his first and the fifth on Marquette.
The Badgers have a good concept as far as attacking the paint and the rim. Again, with Queth out of there, it's a little bit easier, but they haven't been efficient in that paint area.
And at least getting to the foul line. The first free throw is good. Again, we remind you, with Queth, he's on the bench with two fouls. He averages three block shots a game. Ben Carlson coming in for Wisconsin, replacing Crowell. Morsell re-enters for Greg Elliott. 21-20, Wisconsin, 5:50 left in the first half.
Carlson played less than 2 minutes at Georgia Tech, fewest minutes he's played this year.
Second free throw, no good from Davis. Rebound tipped and corralled by Tyler Kolick. Kolick up the floor for Marquette. Left sideline against Chucky Hepburn. Kolick on the dribble, gets it into Iguodaro. Low on the left to the rim, and another dunk for Oso Iguodaro. 22-21 Marquette, 5:33 left in the first half. Wall against pressure, a bounce for Carlson. He got fouled at half court by Kolick, getting a little too aggressive there. That'll be the first on Kolick and number six on Marquette.
I don't know what it is about the chemistry between Kolick and Iguodaro, but Kolick's got three assists and Iguodaro's finished on each one of them.
Yeah, Kolick averages five dimes a game. 5:29 left in the first half, 22-21 Marquette. Johnny Davis, front court sideline left, will inbound for Wisconsin. Davis looking, finds Hepburn left corner, back to Davis at the left point. Johnny, a little crossover on Morsell, in the lane, to the rim, layup good. Talk about splitting the defense. Wow, what a move by Davis. Badgers up one, 5:18 left of the half, 23-22 Wisconsin. Slipping on the dribble is Lewis and threw it away, 2-on-2. Here's Wall, drives the lane on Morsell, up, no, rebound tip, Kolick gathers for Marquette. And Tyler forcing it there. Good defense. Here's Morsell. Drops it to Jones. Refeeds Morsell right corner. He'll try a three, and that's a rounded out. No good. Wall the rebound for Wisconsin. 4:53 left in the half. 1 point lead for the Badgers at 23-22. Wall finds Davison against Jones at the left point. Brad on the dribble to the free throw line. Right lane line. Powers it up. No good. Rebound. Wall trying to save and tapped it to Morsell. Loops it front court. Iguodaro out to Kolick. He'll snap off a three. Left wing. Good. Tyler Kolick is 26% from distance coming into the game, but he was 35% last year at George Mason. 25-23 Marquette, 4:27 left in the half. Davis in front court. Loops it cross court for Chucky Hepburn. Hands off. Feeds Wall. Tyler, right lane line, backing. One pump. Leaves it for Carlson, and he gets checked hard by Justin Lewis. That'll be his first foul, and team foul number seven. So a 1-1 coming up for Ben Carlson. Carter Gilmore checking back in for the Badgers, replacing Tyler Wall. Correct myself, that was team foul number six. So Badgers inbounding, down two with 4:16 left in the half. 25-23 Marquette. Inbounds pass Carlson. Gets it to Chucky. Baseline left. Feeds Davis. Working against Iguodaro. A step back jump. Baseline left. Good for Johnny Davis. Give him 12 here in the first half. 25 all. 4:02 left till halftime. Kolick top of the circle. Throws to Lewis. Open three left corner. Way too long. No good. Rebound. Iguodaro tapped it. It's gathered by Jones right corner. Was able to tightrope that sideline and keep it in play as Marquette gets a second chance. Kolick with a right hand flip to Iguodaro. Top of the circle. Angles to the left side. Feeds Justin Lewis. Curls to the wing. Inside Iguodaro. Low on the left. Up. Got it. It counts and a foul. And one for Oso Iguodaro as Marquette now with a 2-point lead. Again, that screen and roll giving Wisconsin trouble in this first half as we hit the under four media timeout. It's time to get holiday ready with Ford. See your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers today for our best offers of the season. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 3:40 left in the first half. Marquette 27, Wisconsin 24. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Johnsonville Brats, Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizza, and Pepsi. 3:40 left in the first half. Marquette 27, Wisconsin 25.
Iguodaro is on a roll. He's made 10 consecutive shots over three halves of basketball. He was 6 of 6 against Jackson State earlier in the week. He's 4 of 4 in the first half here today.
Averaging 4.5 points and a like number of rebounds, but he had 14 and 11 against Jackson State, and he has 8 points so far. As that little screen roll has given Wisconsin a world of trouble here so far.
During the previous break, I mentioned the disparity in bench points, 16 to 1 now for Marquette. There's also a big separation in the paint. Marquette's outscored the Badgers 16 to 6, and this is without the services quest for but 4 minutes in this half.
Yeah, that's the bigger story, because Marquette's going to get a lot of bench points just because of the way Shaka, you got like 10 guys with double-digit minutes. But yeah, the paint points, clearly a concern for Wisconsin right now, as Iguodaro will step to the free throw line, where he is 5 of 9 on this young season. 2-point lead for Marquette. Biggest lead of this game, either team, is 5. Wisconsin had it early. Marquette, if Iguodaro makes the free throw, it'll be the biggest lead for the Golden Eagles at 3 points. But the free throw is off the back of the rim. It'll drop through. So Iguodaro turns that into a three-point play. 28-25 Marquette. Full court press on as Gilmore gets it into Crowd. Double team feeds Gilmore. Middleman Hepburn throws it right side Davis. As the Badgers break the press, go into the offense. Down with 3.5 minutes left in the half. Crowell outside right, hounded by Iguodaro, throwing to Gilmore. Gilmore against Lewis. Carter backing in the lane. One pump, two pumps. Knocked away, got it back. Feeds Davis, intend to shoot. Now Davis on the left side. Goes into Crowell, left of the lane against Iguodaro. A dig for Morcell, a double for Morcell. Out to Davis at left corner, three. Around and out, no good. Iguodaro the rebound for Marquette. 3:07 left in the half. Marquette up three and the ball. Tyler Kolick going to Justin Lewis, left of the lane against Gilmore. Lewis backing, turns low on the left. He got fouled by Gilmore. That's 2 on Carter.
That's a very difficult matchup. Gilmore matched against Lewis. Lewis has just got such an advantage athletically. Backed him down. Got the shot what he wanted, drawing the foul.
Justin Lewis, 78% at the free throw line this season. First free throw rattles through for Lewis. Gilmore comes out, Tyler Wall back in.
We're going to focus on Lewis's game-winning putback tip-in last year, but he had 18 points, 8 rebounds in that
season
game.
Highs, yep.
He was dominant at times.
It was his best game. A terrific tip to win it. Second free throw, no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Johnny Davis. 29-25 Marquette. Marquette pressing after the missed free throw. Davison across half court with a feed for Crowell. 2:50 left in the half. 4-point lead Marquette. Tyler Wall on the left wing against Morcell. A handoff to Hepburn. Tight defense from the Golden Eagles. Inside to Crowell. Goes to Davis. Low on the left. Knocked away by Kolick. And out of bounds. Well, terrific defensive work inside from Tyler Kolick. 9 on the shot clock for Wisconsin.
It was a heck of a recovery because Davis had him beat to the rim.
Hepburn baseline left full inbound. 2:38 left in the half. 29-25 Marquette. Inbounds pass Davison. He'll catch. Shoots a three. Splashed. Brad Davison, his second three-point hit. 29-28 Marquette. 2:30 left in the first half. Kolick on the left side. Lost it out of bounds. Wall was bothering him. And Kolick lost the handle. Turnover Marquette.
You'll say that a lot this year. Wall was bothering him.
He tends to do that, doesn't he? Wall across half court. Throwing to Crowell. Badgers breaking the press again. Hepburn, a dribble handoff to Johnny Davis. He'll flip to Davis in between the circles. Bounce pass Crowell. Right of the wheel. Angles at the Wall left side. Lewis giving him some space. And now a pass to Davison. Shot clock at 10. Davison with Cam Jones on him. Brad gets rid of it to Hepburn. Shot clock is at 6. Hepburn getting a screen from Crowell. Cuts in the lane. Pull up 10-footer. Will crawl in for Chucky Hepburn. And the Badgers lead 30-29. 1:53 left in the first half. Kolick left side of the front court. He'll throw to Daryl Morcell. Gives it up to Lewis on the right side. Lewis defended by Johnny Davis. 1:40 left in the half. 1-point lead Wisconsin. Kolick Throwing to Lewis right of the circle. Moving it. Knocked away. Stolen by Chucky Hepburn. Here comes Chucky up the middle front court for Wisconsin. At the free throw line. Circles to the right wing. Hands off to Davison. Thought about it. Loops it to Crowell instead. 1:25 left in the half. Crowell, quick spin on Iguodaro. To the rim. Layup good. Little twist from Stephen Crowell to get by Oso Iguodaro. Timeout Marquette with a minute 19 left in the first half. 32-29 the Badgers.
Nice run triggered by the Brad Davidson three out of the left corner, followed by the Checky Hepburn shot in the paint, and Crowell now with the spin move to the rim. There's just this presence of Checky Hepburn, isn't there?
Well,
he doesn't panic. I mean, maybe down deep inside, there's a little anxiety, but you watch him on the floor, and nothing seems to rattle him.
Yeah, he hides it well, if there's concern. Yeah, he's fun to watch. And he's a steal there a moment ago, helping set up this last bucket as well.
And even with the clock running down, you don't see him pressing.
Yeah, clearly a guy who knows how to play.
That's a good way of putting it.
He just knows what's going on.
And he's always in control, it seems, of his actions and his emotions.
Yep. 1:19 left in the half, 32-29. Wisconsin leads Marquette. Stevie Mitchell back in for Marquette. Inbounds at Daryl Morcel. Marcel glides to the front court, going to Mitchell between the circles. Hepburn defends, screen to Iguodaro. Little pick and pop. Iguodaro catches left elbow in the lane, pull up 10-footer, back rim and in. Oso Iguodaro with 11 in this first half, 32-31 Wisconsin. 1 minute left in the first half. Tyler Wall in the backcourt. 1-2-2 continues. Three-quarter court for Marquette. Badgers break it again. Crowell drops it back to Wall. Right of the center circle. Hands off to Hepburn. Chucky, a dribble hand off to Johnny Davis. Feeds Davison. Wraps it to Wall on the left wing. 44 seconds left in the half. Davis, single coverage from Lewis. Johnny, left block, backing in the lane. Shakes, fades, flips. Got it. Can't stop that. That was good defense. Johnny was just a little better. 34-31 Wisconsin. 30 seconds left in the first half. At about a 3-plus change second differential. Shot the game clock. 34-31 Wisconsin. Morcel the standing dribble at the center circle. 18 seconds left in the half. They come to their feet at the Kohl Center. Mitchell against Hepburn. Right at the center circle. Chucky is getting into him. Five to shoot. Mitchell against Hepburn. Three to shoot. Two to shoot. Pass is knocked away by Wall and out of bounds. Shot clock shows zero. And Steve McJunkin's ready to give the shot clock violation. And it'll be Wisconsin ball. Again, Chucky Hepburn. My goodness, you can't play better defense than that.
That was a clinic as far as on-ball defense.
4.1 seconds left of the half. 34-31 Wisconsin. Wall inbounding in the backcourt. Tyler looking into Brad across half court with two. Deep shot, Davison off the rim to the right. And the first half has come to an end.
Kind of lived up to expectations,
yeah,
didn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. Two teams exceeding outside expectations in this young season, and they are having at it today in Madison as we hit halftime at the Kohl Center. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, at the half, Wisconsin 34, Marquette 31. We'll be back in a recap the first 20 minutes with the Good Foods Halftime Show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Get a U.S. Bank scoreboard update. About 5.5 minutes remaining in Bloomington. Indiana leads Nebraska 55-46. Less than 5 minutes left in the first half in Ann Arbor. It's Michigan 30, San Diego State 25. Later this afternoon, Michigan State will host Toledo. The Badgers have their Big Ten opener on Wednesday here at the Kohl Center, taking on Indiana. A 6 o'clock tip here in Madison. 34-31, Wisconsin leads Marquette. We are ready for the second half.
Earlier this week, Shaka Smart was looking for a little bit more punch in his starting lineup, so he replaced Prosper with Cam Jones. Jones had 8 points, 5 assists, and the win over Jackson State. But here today, Jones is scoreless, while Prosper has come off the bench with 5 points. And Iguodaro has provided a lot of offense with 11 points. So maybe next game, Iguodaro will start ahead of Jones and Prosper.
There you go.
He's been good. Iguodaro
really
gave him a lift, especially, and we brought it up multiple times in the first half. Queth was not a factor. He got 2 personal fouls in the first 4 minutes and sat down. We'll see how he'll play if he starts the second half, how aggressive he'll be.
Badgers with their original starting starting five, Crowell and Wall, along with Davis, Davison, and Chucky Hepburn. Marquette will have the first possession of the second half. Shaka Smart with the team in his huddle still.
Matt, you brought up the turnover situation where the Badgers have done a good job thus far. Not throwing it away against the type of pressure they've seen out of Marquette. In fact, they've made the Golden Eagles pay a couple of times by breaking the pressure and attacking the basket.
It's a matter of this Wisconsin team being able to finish more. You know, a lot of missed shots. In a lot of cases, a lot of quick shots, but they're not finishing inside nearly the way they would like. But leading by three, second half underway. Marquette moves to our left, and here we go. Tyler Kolick outside left, checked by Chucky Hepburn. Kolick takes the dribble top of the circle, feeds Morcell. He's with Johnny Davis. And now Davison will get him on a switch. A screen from Quet back in there. Morcell in the lane, and a 13-footer is off the front rim and rolls off the left side iron. No good. Rebound, Tyler Wall of Wisconsin. First touch of the second half of the Badgers. Moving to our right. Hepburn bounces it to Davison, finds Wall. One pump, low on the right, goes up. It was knocked away. Lost the handle, and the shot was way off. Justin Lewis clears. Here's Kolick to the front court. He'll throw to Morcell, top of the circle. Morcell against Davis. Morcell right lane line. Fades, flips, and that's no good. Rebound Davis for the Badgers. Opening minutes, second half, 34-31 Wisconsin. Davis to the front court. High screen Wall. Johnny driving left of the lane. The floater, right hand, no good. Rebound tapped and pulled down by Justin Lewis. Lewis with a bounce. He got to Quet down the lane. Slam dunk. You talk about threading the needle on a pass. And Quet was there for the catch and the finish. 34-33 Wisconsin. A minute 10 gone by second half. Marquette with the 1-2-2-3 quarter defense, and a pass from Hepburn deflected out of bounds by Kolick.
You really have to give a lot of credit not only to the passer, Lewis, but the player who ran the floor in Quet.
Yeah, good catch and finish. Hepburn between the circles. He'll throw to Crowell on the right side. Crowell against Quet. Inside feed is high and hot. It goes through Davison's hands and out of bounds. Turnover number four for the Badgers. A minute 20 gone by, second half, 34-33 Wisconsin. And Tyler Kolick will walk it through the center circle for Marquette. Right hand hip high dribble. He'll release to Morcell, gets it back to Kolick, picked up by Crowell, a switch out to Morcell. Three shots straight on, straight through for Daryl Morcell. And Marquette leads 36-34. There's 5 points in the second half, along to Marquette. A minute 45 gone, second half. Badgers break the press. Crowell top of the circle. Drops it to Hepburn. Chucky out high. Glides to the left. He'll throw to Wall top of the circle. Turns it to Davis right wing. Goes inside to Crowell. Right of the paint against Quet. Backing is Crowell. Backing right block. Turns up right hand. Kissed it off the window for two. 10 for Crowell. Tied at 36. 17:52 remaining. Cam Jones, hard dribble, cutting left of the lane, feeds Justin Lewis, moving in on Wall, slam dunk with a right hand. Oh, an emphatic punch from Justin Lewis. 38-36 Marquette, 17:37 remaining. Hepburn, front court for Davis. He'll find Crowell against Lewis. And now backing is Crowell. Backing up left hand, and that dances in for Crowell. He has 12. Tied at 38, 17:22 remaining. Morcell quickly the other way. Fakes the three, feeds Jones left of the circle. Matched up with Brad Davison. Cam Jones on the dribble. A screen from Quet. Jones will use it. Works to the free throw line. Crowded by Davison. Out to Kolick. Tries a three. Around and out. No good for the right side. Davis the rebound for the Badgers. Here comes Johnny in a tie game. 3 minutes gone. Early second half. Davis out front. Trying to go downhill. And he gets fouled in the process before the shot.
Davis has a knack of creating contact and then playing through it. I guess it's just his slashing nature and being always on the attack in the offensive end.
Tyler Kolick reaching in, called for the foul. His second. Hepburn baseline left will inbound. Looks, gets it to Davis near the left corner. Johnny splits through defenders, lost the ball, but he got a hip check. That's why he lost the ball. Go against Kerr Queth, and that's his third foul. So Shaka Smart will send also Iguodaro into the game. But remember, Iguodaro has been a big factor, 11 points for him in the first half. 3:05 gone by, second half tied at 38. Here's Johnny Davis high on the left, a screen from Wall. And in the whistle, and a foul is called as Wall got sent to the floor by Morsell. Trying to work through that screen, and that's the first foul on Morsell, and already three fouls on Marquette in the second half. And they're 3:08 into it, tied at 38. Davis sideline left, inbounds to Hepburn, left wing. Chucky against Cam Jones. Hepburn loops around a call screen and lost it, but Davison is there. Throws to Hepburn, clean look at a three, right side, good. Chucky Hepburn with a triple, 41-38 Wisconsin, 16:35 remaining. Tyler Kolick to the front court for Marquette. Dribbles top of the wheel. He'll feed Lewis. Blows off the left wing. Swoops to the rim. Layup good. Flipped it in with the right hand. He has nine. 41-40. Here's Davison running the floor. He'll catch. He'll score. Low on the left. Badgers get it back quickly. 43-40 Wisconsin. 16:15 remaining.
And it was Hepburn who spotted him free.
Tyler Kolick at the top of the circle against Chucky Hepburn. Kolick off the left wing in the lane, got tied up, shot knocked away by Crow, and then it goes off of Marquette's Jones and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Good work inside by Crow. And now Chris Vogt will come in for Wisconsin, replacing Crowell. 16:06 to play, 43-40 Wisconsin.
And the last basket by Davison. Just another example of Hepburn's court vision. Spotting his teammate and getting him the ball immediately.
Stevie Mitchell in for Cam Jones. Badgers break the press. Here comes Johnny Davis off the right wing, and the lane goes up. Gets fouled. Again, just into that press attack mode is Johnny Davis. He'll step to the free throw line. The foul's on Morsell. That's his second as we have a timeout here in Madison. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We are committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 16 minutes to play, Wisconsin 43, Marquette 40. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Wisconsin Basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. Learn more at uwsportsmedicine.org. 16 minutes remaining, Wisconsin 43, Marquette 40.
And the tempo here today, Matt, has allowed us to see more of Chucky Hepburn's passing savvy and passing skills. He had a high of 3 assists against Texas A&M. He's got 4 in this game to go along with 8 points, 2 steals, and more importantly, against a team like Marquette, he hasn't turned over the basketball.
Yeah, been very, very good. Not to mention his defensive work. I mean, it's just been outstanding. He's out there with Davis and Davis, Vogt, and Wall. Johnny Davis will be at the free throw line. Cam Jones, Oso Iguodaro, Stevie Mitchell, Justin Lewis out there along with Daryl Morsell. Morsell picked up his second foul. He's picked up his first 2 fouls in rather quick fashion in this second half. Davis is 3 of 4 at the foul line today. Came in 84%, and he's getting on average 5 foul shots per outing. We'll pass that here as the first free throw is good.
I'd like to think, too, it was more of an aberration than anything else at Georgia Tech where he missed free throws, three of them.
Yeah, they were a little bit choppy by their very high standards at the foul line. Second free throw bounces out, a split. Rebound Iguodaro, 44-40 Wisconsin. 15 points today for Johnny Davis. Daryl Morsell gives it up to Cam Jones. He'll hand off to Morsell. Takes the top of the circle. The former Maryland Terrapin feeds Jones. Tries a three. Left of the circle. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Lewis ran into Wall. Charge called on Lewis. Man, you see the bounce and the athleticism by Lewis just to get that rebound. And then the call for the offensive foul.
The only person who slowed down Lewis thus far is Lewis.
Lewis, yeah. Boy, he is a bouncy player. Good. Very good player. Here comes Hepburn to the front court for the Badgers. They lead by 4 early second half. Hepburn loops the Vogt, being hounded by Iguodaro right of the circle. Vogt gives it up to Davison, wraps it to Hepburn high on the left. A screen from Vogt. Chucky uses it. Right elbow. Throws to Wall. Fakes the three. Tyler back to Chucky. And a whistle and a 3-second violation on Chris Vogt.
At some point, in this season, Tyler Wall is going to have to hit a three just to force the defense to respect him from the perimeter.
Yep, he's 0-for-2 today. That's been the one thing he's still trying to figure out, right? 0-for-9 for the season. He's doing everything else at a very, very good level. Here's Morcell, left of the lane, fade, shoots over Vogt, missed it, rebound, tip, it's loose. And Iguodaro, then off of Mitchell, Vogt will go down and get it. The 7-footer going to the floor to get the loose ball. 5 minutes gone, second half, 44-40, Wisconsin. Hepburn with the ball on the left side, throws to Brad Davison high on the left. Davison against Stevie Mitchell. Brad puts it on the deck, in the lane, kicks to Davis, fakes the three. Johnny off the wing, in the lane, off balance, shooting and scoring. My goodness. 46-40, Wisconsin. 14:38 remaining. Mitchell quickly darts off the left wing, in the lane, in traffic, goes up, and he got fouled by Johnny Davis. Not much Johnny could do there. That'll be the first foul on the sophomore out of lacrosse.
There's something special about a player like Davis when he can just play through the contact. We keep saying it, but that was another example of it at the other end.
Yeah, there's not much more you could ask defensively. But Johnny just a little too good. Mitchell missing the first free throw. He is 10 of 20 at the foul line. Prosper back in for Jones. Crowell will re-enter for Vogt. 14:33 remaining. 46-40, Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn sits down. Lauren Bowman back in the game for the Badgers. Second free throw for Mitchell, freshman out of Reading, Pennsylvania, and he will hit the second. It's 1 out of 2. 5-point lead for the Badgers. And here comes Tyler Wall, drops it back to Lauren Bowman. Bowman using a screen from Wall, and Mitchell getting into Bowman, who gets it across half court. Now Davison outside left. Brad gets it into Davis. He's with Prosper. Quick spin to the baseline. Now goes the other way. Wraps to Bowman. Clean three. Right side bucket. Oh, what a find out of the post. Davis to Bowman. 49-41, Wisconsin. 14:05 to play in the game. Morcell throws left side to Lewis. Off the wing. He got tied up by Wall.
They're going to have to find a way to close down the gaps on Lewis. You notice in the open floor, he just explodes.
That's exactly what he does.
You can't give him that space.
First foul on Wall. Justin Lewis to the free throw line, where he is 1-for-2 today. First free throw for Lewis in the air and good.
This is what coaches like to talk about their team defense. Well, you can't just expect one defender when he's getting the ball on the floor to pay attention to Lewis. You've got to be aware of him and count for him.
Wall out, Gilmore in. Lewis missed 7 games last season with an ankle injury. Second free throw is good. He comes in averaging 16 points and 8 rebounds. 49-43 Wisconsin, 6 minutes into the second half. Carter Gilmore brings it up for Wisconsin through the logo to the front court. Leaves it for Johnny Davis. Left-hand toss at the center circle for Bowman. Bowman defended by Mitchell. Now Davis against Prosper behind the back of the dribble. Right wing jumper good from 10 feet away. Put on a show, Johnny Davis. 51-43 Wisconsin. 13:35 remaining. Lewis right of the circle. Angles to the wing. He's with Gilmore. And he wrapped around him. Yeah, he got caught. Right-hand dribble, left-hand hook. Foul called on Lewis. That's his third. Larry Serrato all over it and explained to Lewis what he did. Busy day for Larry. He was working in West Lafayette last night. Tyler Kolick is in for Lewis. He sits with the third foul. 13:31 remaining. 51-43. Wisconsin leads Marquette. And bounce pass to Lauren Bowman against Mitchell. One-on-one in the backcourt. Bowman gets it across to the right side, and Mitchell took it away, and Bowman called for the foul. And Stevie Mitchell just wasn't going to give space. Couple of the freshmen there having at it, and Mitchell gets the better of it there. First foul on Bowman.
We'll see how the Golden Eagles respond. They have not scored, 0 field goals, rather, over the last 3 minutes and 4 seconds, while the Badgers have gone on a run, 7 of their last 7 from the field.
8 points matching the longest lead of the day for Wisconsin. 51-43, 13:16 remaining. Mitchell, a high screen from Iguodaro. Hands off to Kolick, off the Iguodaro screen, left of the lane. Goes cross court to Prosper. Prosper trying to back down on Gilmore. Mid post right, in the lane, up left hand, missed, but a foul. That'll be on Gilmore, and that'll be 3 on Carter Gilmore. Stop the clock with 13:06 remaining. And Ole Max Prosper, who's 13 of 16 in this young season at the foul line. He had 5 points in the first half.
He didn't play much at Clemson, did he?
No, he did not. Appeared in 22 games, but, you know, very modest statistics at best. First free throw rattles out. Chucky Hepburn set to come back in for Wisconsin. He'll come in for Davison, and Tyler Wall will wing it in for Gilmore. Remains an 8-point lead for the Badgers, 13:06 to play. Ole Max Prosper missed the first free throw. One more coming for the redshirt freshman. Eyes the rim, he'll send it and hit it. 51-44, Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. He'll bring it up. Chucky up the right sideline, breaks the mid-stride. Trying to hand off to Davis, knocked away. Mitchell again with a defensive play. Turnover, Wisconsin. Kolick feeds to Mitchell. Rides to the front court. Runs it out to Kolick off the left wing. Sends to Mitchell, left of the lane. He walked with the ball, trying to shake and drive. Extra step, matching turnovers. Badgers get it back with 12:48 to play. 10 turnovers for Marquette, 7 for Wisconsin, but the Badgers have turned it 4 times here in the second half already. Wall sets a screen. Hepburn uses it. Blocked out Mitchell. Here's Tyler catching right of the circle. He'll throw it to Davis on the right side. Johnny with 19 points in the game. Loops it into Wall, right of the lane. Sees a double. Now starts to back down again. Single coverage Mitchell. Wall kills the dribble. Throws to Davis. Curls to the foul line. Jumper away. Got it. Johnny Davis with 21. 53-44 Wisconsin. 12:22 remaining. Kolick left hand dribble to the free throw line. Drops to Prosper. Turns it to Kolick again. 3 shot left point. Rattles out. No good. Rebound Crowell of Wisconsin. 12-12 to play. 53-44. The Badgers. Chucky Hepburn to the front court. High screen Crowell. Hepburn wants a screen again. He'll move to his right. Hepburn right wing. Feeds Crowell. Fakes the 3 up top. Gives off to Bowman. High on the left. Bounce pass Wall. Left of the lane against Prosper. Backing is Wall. Backing. Mid post left. Wall. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand short. No good. Wall gets his own miss. Low on the right. Takes it left. One pump. Up right hand. Good. First points for Tyler Wall. Timeout Marquette. A hustle second chance bucket from Tyler Wall, and this will be a full timeout. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. From the America Family Insurance broadcast table, 11:43 remaining. Wisconsin 55, Marquette 44. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Back at our America Family Insurance broadcast booth. 11:43 left in the game. Wisconsin 55, Marquette 44. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. Shaka Smart forced to burn another timeout. His team down 11 now with 11 minutes and 43 seconds to play.
Tyler Wall finally broke the ice. That was his first basket in the game. He's 0 of 7 prior to getting his own rebound miss and scoring. The Badgers in the second half, 9 of 12 from the field. Johnny Davis, 3 of 4.
Tyler Wall does have 5 rebounds. Up the floor comes Tyler Kolick. Through the motion W to the front court. Hard screen from Queth. Back in there for Marquette. Now Cam Jones has it against Davis. Right side, 15-footer on the wing. Back rim, no good. Rebound tip. It's loose. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Wisconsin.
And Marquette's really gone cold from the field. Almost 5 minutes now without a basket.
After that long stretch of basketball, we have our under 12 media timeouts. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 11 minutes, 27 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 55, Marquette 44. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield. I mentioned with Greg Gard before the game, just the anticipation of the energy and the crowd. It's a big crowd. Precious few chairs are unoccupied at the Kohl Center today. And Badger fans like what they're seeing so far. 11:27 remaining. Badgers 55, Marquette 44.
One thing that's become noticeable is that Marquette's been a different team in an old sport in spurts with Queth on the bench. They started the second half in really a high-tempo fashion with Queth on the floor. Then he picked up his third foul at 16:55. He left. It was a tie game. And since then, it's not been the same for the Golden Eagles in terms of finding shots at the offensive end. So besides Quith being a defensive rim protector, sets a lot of screens and kind of makes that offense go.
Yeah, and Iguodaro in the first half did a great job of picking up the slack there with his productivity. 11 points for Oso Iguodaro in the first half. Well, the Badgers have found their shooting touch. Johnny Davis has been terrific. 21 points. Stephen Crowell is on a path to a double-double today. He has 12 points and 7 rebounds.
He's looked more comfortable today than he has in the last couple of weeks. Well,
showing more patience down there in the post,
yes.
Right?
And then there's Chucky Hepburn in control of his every movement.
Great work at both ends of the floor. Badgers inbounding. Marquette showing press. 11:27 remaining. 55-44. Wisconsin leads Marquette. He is set to resume play here in Madison. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. He'll throw to Lauren Bowman. 1-2-2, 3 quarters. Look continues from the Golden Eagles. Hepburn on the dribble. Surveys. Gets it across the line to Bowman. Now a pass for Crowell. Feeds Davis. Drives. Baseline left to the rim. Whoa! The reverse layup. Left to right. Wow! Just floating to the rim is Johnny Davis. Badgers up 13. Here's Cam Jones out high. Jones throwing to Kolick on the right side. Now Greg Elliott feeds Jones. Jones against Crowell. Small versus a big. Jones kicks it back out right wing for Kolick. Kolick with the ball. 7 on the shot clock. High screen Quith. Kolick against Davis. 3 in the air. Kolick. Nope. Air ball out of bounds to Wisconsin.
You know that last flash to the rim by Davis. He knew that Quest was out on the floor, so he blew past him. And then it was Joplin coming over from the weak side who tried to slow him down. Didn't even come close to affecting his shot on that reversal.
Old school reference. That was Dr. J-like.
Oh, my. It really was special.
Lauren Bowman backcourt. Now Walt darts it across for Hepburn. Ooh, they were thinking lob dunk. Johnny was trying to flash off the wing, but Hepburn said, let's slow it down. Hooks a pass to Crowell, right side on the wing against Quith. Now to Wall. Flips to Hepburn. Fakes the 3. Chucky in the lane. Stops. Up. Low on the left. Good. 2 more for Chucky Hepburn. He has 11. 59-44 Wisconsin. 10:15 remaining. Elliott left point for Marquette. High screen Lewis. Elliott on the left side. Against Wall. Now Lewis for 3 straight away. Nope. Rebound Davis right corner for Wisconsin. 10 minutes to play. 15-point lead for the Badgers. Hepburn to the front court. He'll leave it for Lauren Bowman. High on the right. A bounce to Crowell. Right of the lane. Crowell looking. Trying to flash was Davis. Kolick covered him up. Bowman right side. 15 to shoot. Bowman for 3. Right wing. Short. Quith the rebound for Marquette. 9:42 remaining. 59-44 Wisconsin. Justin Lewis, left side, throwing to Kolick on the wing, feeds Cam Jones. He'll try a 3 and good. First points today for Cam Jones, 59-47 Wisconsin, 9:28 remaining. Hepburn backcourt, Marquette pressing, and Hepburn airmails one out of bounds. Just sailed over Lauren Bowman, out of bounds to Marquette. He hasn't done much of anything wrong here today, but Chucky will come out now. Davison back in. And that's the 8th turnover for Wisconsin. Marquette trying to find a way to get back into the fight here. Tyler Kolick, edge of the center circle against Bowman. And Kolick hooks a pass to Lewis, fakes the 3, working on Crowell. Lost it, picked up by Tyler Wall. Turnover Marquette. A bounce into Bowman, glides to the rim, layup good. Badgers in transition. 61-47 Wisconsin with 9 minutes to play. Daryl Morcell top of the circle, leads it for Lewis at the top of the wheel. Lewis against Stephen Crowell. A handoff to Greg Elliott. Elliott matched up with Wall. Elliott takes him on. Right of the lane. Runs it up right hand. Good and 1. Greg Elliott, his first points, and he'll go to the free throw line to try to finish a 3-point play.
It's been a difficult start to the season for Greg Elliott. He was suspended for the first 4 games and really has never gotten into any type of rhythm.
Guy who's had some injuries in his career, didn't play at all in the 18-19 season, had hand surgery, missed a fair amount of time the 2019-20 season as well. 61-49 Wisconsin, 8:51 to play. Elliott's free throw is good. So a three-point play. Marquette with an 11. Inbounds pass to Bowman. Being pressed by Cam Jones. Bowman waving Wall away. Wants to go one-on-one. A bump and an offensive foul on Lauren Bowman. As Cam Jones draws the contact. Marquette turning up the heat defensively and a chance to get it to single digits.
And this is the type of pressure that can get a team back into the game where they constantly wear you down a little bit. It's a matter of they can whether they can capitalize or not.
Hepburn in, Bowman out. 8:43 to play, 61-50 Wisconsin. Tyler Kolick right in front of his head coach along the right sideline. Puts it on the deck left hand. Feeds Justin Lewis. Three shot right of the circle. Good. And here comes Marquette. 61-53 Wisconsin with 8.5 minutes remaining. Chucky Hepburn brings it up. No press this time from Marquette. Hepburn to the front court. Chucky to the line. In the lane. Hepburn shakes. Fades. Flips. Missed badly. Rebound off of Morsell and out of bounds to Wisconsin with 8:17 remaining.
This run was triggered by Cam Jones and his three, and it sort of gave them a little bit new life, and they've all of a sudden got some momentum.
Badgers have led by as many as 15. The lead is 8 now. Crowell out, Gilmore back in. 61-53 Wisconsin. 8 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Hepburn baseline right inbounds into Davidson. Right corner three. Nailed it! Brad Davidson. Boy, how many times has he done that? Baseline out of bounds plays. Drills a triple, 64-53 Wisconsin. Here's Justin Lewis in the lane. That cut off by Gilmore. Pass taken away into the hands of Hepburn. 8 minutes remaining, 64-53 Wisconsin. Hepburn to the front court. Takes the handoff to Davis. Chucky off the right wing. Out to Wall. Feeds Davis left side. Johnny penetrates. Gets fouled. It's a good decision by Tyler. It was tempting, but he gave it up to Johnny. Let Johnny operate. And he drew the contact. And a one-and-one will be coming up for Davis when play continues. First, the under-eight media timeout. Morsell called for that foul. That's his third. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7 minutes, 49 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 64, Marquette 53. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. All season long, our Badgers pregame show is brought to you by Rail Transport, winner of the ATA President's Trophy, the trucking industry's top honor. Learn more at railtransport.com. 7:49 remaining, Wisconsin 64, Marquette 53.
You mentioned Brad Davison's last basket, a corner three that we've seen before, haven't we? Well, we saw it 2 years ago against Maryland when Davison won the game with 9 seconds left. A sequence that Davison created off an inbounds. Morsell, the inbounder, he baited him into a throw to Cowan, got a hand on the ball and threw it off. Morsell was still standing out of bounds, set up his game-winning shot from the right-wing corner.
It was a play that got Badger fans to thinking of a game in Texas, a Michael Flowers just reverse order. Michael hit a three and then got his hands on the inbounds pass, threw the ball up in the air as time expired. Just incredible work. Speaking of incredible work, Johnny Davis at the foul line gets a 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. 24 points here today for Johnny Davis, averaging about 19.5 per. 65-53 Wisconsin. Second free throw coming up. Davis 5 of 7 out of at the free throw line. Make it 6 out of 8. Knocks them both down. 66-53 Wisconsin. 7:45 remaining. Tyler Kolick to the front court. Leaves it for Daryl Morsell between the rings. On his right side, feeds Lewis, fakes the three. Lewis takes the three, left of the circle, rattles out, no good. Davis in the rebound for Wisconsin. With 7.5 minutes remaining. Chucky Hepburn brings it up. It's a little bump from Wall. Hepburn, front court, left sideline, moves across top of the key. Back cut, pass intended for Davis. It gets there off the deflection. And now Wall thinking about it. Crowd says shoot it. Tyler instead will drive it. Off the wing in the lane. Up, right hand, got it. Count it, and a foul.
I would say he made the right choice. What do you think?
I think that was probably a good decision. Veteran move.
He just put the ball on the floor. Beat Greg Elliott off the dribble and finished on the glass while drawing the foul.
First foul on Elliott. 68-53 Wisconsin. 7:14 to play. Wall 13 of 18 this season at the foul line. Free throw straight through. And it's 69-53. Badgers now with their biggest lead of the day at 16 points. 7:12 remaining. Pollock racing to the line. Down the lane. Driving kick. Lewis, or rather Elliott, will catch and hit a three from the right corner. 69-56 Wisconsin. 7 minutes to play. Backcourt resistance from Marquette. Wall against Elliott. Tyler across half court on the right side. Visa for Johnny Davis. Davis with 25 points today. A pass for Davis and flips to Hepburn on the left wing. Chucky shakes. Kicks it back out to Davis. High on the left. Throws to Wall. Top of the circle. Turns to Gilmore. 10 to shoot. Gilmore with a flip for Davison. Right of the circle. Shot clock at 5. Davison against Kolick. Brad top of the circle. Contested 3. Not this time. Off the right side. Iron. Gilmore runs down the offensive rebound. Out to Brad for 3. Straight on. Straight in. Second chance. Davison makes the most of it. 72-56 Wisconsin. 6:20 remaining. Cam Jones drives right lane line. Got caught up. Throws up a wild shot. No, we get Darrow the rebound. Put back. No. Tipped up and in by Marcel. Marquette working hard. 72-58 Wisconsin. 6:05 remaining. That burn to the backcourt against Cam Jones. All ready to set a screen. He'll use it. Blocked out Jones. Hepburn across half court. And he got fouled. A block will be called on Greg Elliott. His second foul.
Against a team that pressures as much as Marquette, you really can't let down a second.
No.
That's when you have the ball or when you're playing on defense.
Yeah, no one will ever question the effort, I think, of a Shaka Smart coach team or a great guard coach team for that matter. This Marquette team is going to empty the tank here. You can just count on it. That was team foul number 9, so a 1-1 for Hepburn. Crowell back in for Gilmore. 5:49 to play, 72-58 Wisconsin. 5:52. They put a little bit of time back up there, so get the time right. Hepburn with a 1-1, and he'll earn the bonus. 11 points today for Chucky, 5 assists as well. Couple of steals.
He had some big free throws in the final 5 minutes at Georgia Tech. Didn't he? 4 for 4.
As well as out in Vegas, the championship game. Both free throws are good. 74-58 Wisconsin, 5:47 to play. Tyler Kolick, right side front court. He's up for Marcel. Takes the top of the wheel, throws to Kolick. Loops it inside, caught by Iguodaro. Low on the right, takes it left. Crowell cut him off, pass deflected by Hepburn, but gathered by Kolick. 12 of the shot clock. Marcel against Chucky. High screen, Iguodaro. Marcel driving right of the lane, runs it up and in off the window. Hard to stop at. 74-60 Wisconsin. Inbounds pass to Davis with 5:22 to play. Johnny gives it up to Hepburn, flips to Wall, left side of the backcourt. Now to Hepburn. Chucky across half court against Jones. Hepburn leaves it for Davison just outside the center circle. The throw to Davis. 5:10 to play, 14-point lead Wisconsin. Here's Johnny, right of the lane, behind the back on the dribble, cuts off the wing, bobbles, gathers, feeds Hepburn left corner. Chucky drives baseline, in the lane, goes up, and yes, count it, and a foul on Kolick. Another and one for the Badgers. Chucky Hepburn this time will step to the free throw line.
Notice something a little bit different about Hepburn, showing more emotion in this game than he has in the past.
Yeah, he is. Well, first time he's played in front of a full house, right? At the college level.
The first time in a rivalry game as well.
Yeah. Knows all about it now. Free throw for Hepburn is good. 77-60 Wisconsin. We have 5 minutes remaining. Kolick, right side of the front court for Marquette. Badgers led by 3 at the half. They've broken it open in the second. Kolick off the screen for Iguodaro. Driving left lane line. Goes up. Knocked away, but a foul. They'll get Hepburn. And that'll be the first on Chucky here today. And team foul number 7, but 2 shots coming up for Tyler Kolick. 8 assists today for Kolick. Average 5 per coming in. Left-hander with the first free throw, no good. When this guy finds his shooting touch, and he was a good 3-point shooter at George Mason last year. And that is a big, big get for Marquette on the transfer portal. Johnny Davis comes out to Kobe Neath is in. 25 points for Johnny Davis here today. Kolick missed the first free throw, and the second will dance in for him. 77-61, Wisconsin presses on. Neath to try to trap him in the corner, gets rid of it at the wall. Middleman Davison right in the backcourt, takes it across half court against Ellis. Now Brad gets double teamed. Morsell getting in there and crowding Davison. And crowding, I said, in an understated way. Foul on Morsell is his fourth. And the Badgers are in the double bonus now. Davison ready to shoot two.
Morsell and Davison have bumped into each other a few times, haven't they, over the last 5 years?
Telling Greg, I said, teams are going to say they're tired of seeing Brad Davison, tired of seeing Daryl Morsell. First free throw is good for Davison. Give Brad 15 points here today. 78-61, Wisconsin with 4:41 remaining.
And these are good, important minutes for Jacoby Neath, too. Yep. He needs to play himself into shape right now.
Yep, get back into that game speed. It's going to help this team, make no mistake. Joplin in, Morsell out. Davison hits both free throws. 79-61, Wisconsin. 4:40 remaining. Imari and Ellis up the floor for Marquette against Neath. And a whistle. They'll get Neath for the foul. That'll be his second. And a 1-1 coming up for Ellis on team foul number 8. You mentioned this Badgers team has 2 Big Ten games next week. Quite a stretch for Marquette. They'll be at Kansas State in 4 days, and then next Saturday we'll host UCLA. That's the return of a home-and-home. It'll be a big day at Fiserv Forum. 1-1 from Ellis is good. His first point here today.
This is the time of the year when you can really begin to evaluate teams, because you get into conference play and it's a whole different ballgame.
Second free throw for Ellis is good. 79-63, Wisconsin, 4:36 to play. Presses on. Wall finds Davison, catching down the lane to the rim. Up, got it, count it, and a foul. Tyler Kolick trying to knock the arm and the ball away. Davison plays through the contact. Don't be messing with quarterbacks.
Now, this is a unique role reversal for Davison, being on the receiving end of a long pass. And Tyler Wall was just as excited about the pass he made to Brad Davison as Davison was finishing on the rim.
Free throw for Brad in the air. Good. 82-63, Wisconsin. Kolick comes out. This is his fourth foul. Stevie Mitchell in there for Marquette. 82-63, Wisconsin. 4.5 minutes remaining. Ellis, left sideline, front court for Marquette. Lost the handle, now recovers, gives it to Joplin. Sends to Cam Jones, top of the key, deep three, right of the circle, banged off the rim, no good. Long rebound, Mitchell runs it down right corner, second chance for Marquette. Now Jones on the right side. Matched up with Neath. Jones on the left-hand dribble. Shuffles off the wing. Hepburn reaching in, knocked it away. Jones got it back. Now Mitchell behind the back on the dribble. 9 to shoot. Mitchell, spin move and a pullback dribble down the lane. Up, wild shot, left hand way off. Steven Crow the rebound for Wisconsin with 4 minutes remaining.
And Hepburn hounded Mitchell without fouling Mitchell.
19-point lead for Wisconsin. Neath, left-hand toss to Davison at the center circle. Loops it to Crowell, high on the left against Igodaro. Back to Davison. 19 points today for Davison. He had 27 on Wednesday night against Georgia Tech. Brad driving in the lane, and he got fouled on the drive. And he'll shoot 2 free throws when play continues. Another timeout on the floor. Quite a performance here for the Badgers, especially in this second half from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3 minutes, 39 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 82, Marquette 63. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Our Alliance Energy hardest working player. Oh, like we were talking, Chucky Hepburn. That's a pretty good stat line for the freshman here today. 15 points, 5 assists, 3 steals. Pretty good work.
Especially in this environment against a state rival. Also, we've talked about it in the past, the number of minutes he's logged for a true freshman.
Yeah.
I mean, Greg Aaron says, go out there and play. And he's really responded to it, hasn't he?
He sure has. Just been terrific. The work on the defensive end alone And now he's scoring a lot on top of it.
We're just seeing different things out of this Wisconsin team that we haven't seen very often in the past. In this game alone, we've seen Brad Davison running the floor and getting passes from Hepburn and Tyler Wall.
Yeah.
Just the tempo is so much different.
In attack, they're picking their spots, right? Attacking the pressure when it's there. And it's also, you know, the game's a simple one when you're making shots. Wisconsin in the second half is 17 of 23 from the field, 4 of 6 from the three-point line. Brad Davison will be shooting 2. The foul was on Cam Jones before the media timeout, his second. Wisconsin in the double bonus. Davison, 3 of 3 at the foul line, 19 points on the day. Wisconsin is 15 of 19 at the foul line this afternoon. First free throw for Brad. No good.
The crowd groans whenever Davison misses because he normally makes.
84% on this season. Brad Davison. Second free throw is good. 20-point lead now for Wisconsin, 83-63. Here's Emarion Ellis for Marquette. High screen, Iguodaro. Ellis throws it out to Joplin. He'll try a three, left side. Too long, no good. Rebound, Davison. With 3.5 minutes to play, 83-63, Wisconsin. Davison walks it right on the logo. Going to Neath, high on the right against Joplin. Jacoby, couple left-hand dribbles, leads it to Davison again at the edge of the center circle. 12 of the shot clock, a throw from Davison to Hepburn. Cam Jones is on Chucky. Now it's Crow, hands it back to Hepburn. 7 to shoot, a pass loop to Crow. He'll try a three right of the circle. Why not? Steven Crow with 17 today, 86-63, Wisconsin. 2:55 remaining. Marion Ellis at the top for Marquette, glides to the right side. He'll throw it to Prosper, top of the circle. Hepburn defending. Prosper, left-hand dribble, left foul on extended. Gives off to Joplin. Backing on Hepburn, turns inside the left elbow. Jumper is good. David Joplin with 5. 86-65, Wisconsin. 2:33 remaining. Davis in front court, left side. Jordan Davis ready to check back in for the Badgers. Now Tyler Wall on the left sideline in front of the Wisconsin bench. Finds Neath low on the left. Throws it up. No, but he was fouled. Boy, a good hard cut by Jacoby. And he has earned himself a couple of free throws.
And eventually he will earn himself more minutes in the rotation because he can help this team in a variety of different ways.
This is just game 3 for Jacoby. We saw him a little bit on Wednesday night. Played in the season opener and then this time with a lower body injury. David Joplin called for the foul, his second. Neath with the first free throw. It'll hit the front rim and roll off the left side iron. No good. Ben Carlson, Jordan Davis will come in for Crowell and Davison.
Crowell was on the top of his game from the beginning.
15 points, 8 rebounds for Stephen Crowell this afternoon. Second free throw for Neath is good. And it's 87-65 Wisconsin with 2:22 remaining. Cam Jones for Marquette, left side of the front court. Drives off the wing on Jordan Davis to the rim, layup good. Jones, a good explosive move. He has 5, 87-67 Wisconsin, 2:08 remaining. Tyler Wall to the front court for Wisconsin. Against David Joplin, a pass for Jacoby. Neath high on the right. Gets it to Carlson between the circles. He'll leave it for Hepburn with 15 to shoot. Down to a minute 52 to play. Hepburn against Jones. Shot clock at 10. Chucky on the left-hand dribble. High screen Carlson. Hepburn still dribbling. A step back. Deep three. Left side. No good. Short. Rebound. Joplin gathers for Marquette. Now Ellis races up the floor. Feeds Joplin. Left of the circle. Now Jones. He'll try a three left side. Around and out. No good. Hepburn the rebound for Wisconsin with a minute 30 to play. 87-67 Wisconsin. And Greg Gard wants a substitution timeout. He's going to get Marcus Ilver in the game. Let's see who else. He wants to get Lauren Bowman back in there. A minute 29 remaining, 87-67, Wisconsin.
What a second half by the Badgers here today. It might rank with any second half or half they've played against Marquette in the long history of this series.
No kidding.
With the efficiency of it.
Neath inbounds to Hepburn out there with Ilver, Jordan Davis, and Ben Carlson. Lauren Bowman throwing to Carlson left side against Iguodaro. Ben kicks it back to Ilver. Three shot left corner and an air ball. Caught weak side by Prosper. Olmax Prosper to the front court for Marquette with a minute 12 to play. Prosper to the line. Prosper in the lane, and he got fouled on the attack. That'll be Neath who got him. And that's three on Jacoby. A minute 10 to play, 87-67, Wisconsin.
Well, I think all things considered, the Badgers are ready for Big Ten play.
Yeah.
And they've done what they've needed to do this year to get ready for the conference grind.
It's two Big Ten games and then three more non-conference to finish the month of December. Prosper hits the first free throw. 87-68, Wisconsin with a minute 10 to play. Second free throw for Omax Prosper is good. 18-point lead for the Badgers. 108 remaining here at the Kohl Center. Warren Bowman up the floor. Trying to hand off to Neath, but a bad exchange. That was Prosper who disrupted. The ball goes out of bounds. Turnover of Wisconsin, and now Justin Taphorn will come in for the Badgers and Carter Higginbottom. I guess the reaction from the student section.
Boogie.
Ethan Bowman will sit down. Boogie's in there for the Badgers. 102 remaining, 87-69 Wisconsin. Jamarian Ellis to the front court here in the final minute, and Ellis on the drive got fouled by Higginbottom. And both teams in the double bonus now, so two shots coming up for Emarion Ellis.
Badgers will have a challenging beginning to their conference schedule with Indiana and Ohio State.
Indiana beat Nebraska today, 68-55. First free throw no good from Ellis. Ohio State will start Big Ten play tomorrow at Penn State. That's tomorrow night. Second free throw, Ellis, good. 87-70, Wisconsin. 57 seconds remaining. Higginbottom will throw to Marcus Ilver. Freshman from Estonia. Now here's Carter Higginbottom to the front court of the right side. On the dribble is Higginbottom against David Joplin. Higginbottom right of the circle, rocks the dribble, 42 seconds to play, and lost it as he went up, and they're going to get an offensive foul on Higginbottom, trying to push off to get the ball back in his hands. 41 seconds to play, 17-point lead for the Badgers. Led by three at the half, 34-31, and broken open in the second. Iguodaro hands off to Joplin, and he'll try a three as Davis. Jordan Davis went down, and Joplin buries a three. 87-73, Wisconsin, 30 seconds to play. Higginbottom in the backcourt. Badgers can burn off all but a few tenths of a second here. Higginbottom on the dribble, throwing to Jordan Davis. 18 seconds to play. Carlson on the right side. Puts it on the deck, goes to the rim, slam dunk. Ben Carlson with the flush. 89-73, Wisconsin, 10 seconds left. Cam Jones on the right side, works baseline, runs it out to Ellis. He'll try a three left corner, good. Emarion Ellis for three, 3.7 seconds left. Badgers up 13, that'll be the margin of victory as the Wisconsin Badgers, with a most impressive second half, win this in-state rivalry game against Marquette and do it convincingly here this afternoon.
The Badgers scored 55 points in the second half. They shot 70% from the field, 19 of 27. Davison had 14 points in the second half. Johnny Davis, 11. Hepburn, 10. Think about it now. When was the last time after a Wisconsin-Marquette game you talked about the more explosive team and you were talking about Wisconsin?
Yeah, but they were. They absolutely were today. Explosive is a very good word to describe the way the Badgers came out, especially in this second half. So Wisconsin wins again. The winning streak is at 5 and the season record at 7-1. Well, from the American Family Insurance broadcast table, our final score, Wisconsin 89, Marquette 76. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. In the second half, the Wisconsin Badgers hit 70% of their shots, going 19 for 27 and 5 of 9 from the three-point line. A close game it was at half. It wasn't close for long in the second half as the Badgers led by as many as 23 and end up winning by 13, 89-76. Four players in double figures for the home team. Johnny Davis leading the way with 25 points, going 9 of 14 from the floor. Brad Davison with 20. Stephen Crowell with 15 points and 8 rebounds. 15 points, 6 assists, 3 steals for Chucky Hepburn. On down the line, Tyler Wall, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Lauren Bowman with 5 points here today. Ben Carlson with 2. Chris Vogt with 1. Jacoby Neath with 1. Justin Lewis led the way for Marchetti at 14. Daryl Morcel with 11. Oso Iguodaro with 11. All of those points for Iguodaro coming in the first half of play. 8 points for David Joplin. 8 points for Omax Prosper. 6 for Imarian Ellis. 6 for Greg Elliott. 5 for Cam Jones. 4 points, 8 assists for Tyler Kolick. And 2 points for Kirk Queth, who got into some early foul trouble in this game and was pretty much a non-factor playing less than 10 minutes here this afternoon. Badgers a winner as they improved to 7-1. Wisconsin 89, Marquette 76. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers put it to Marquette this afternoon, 89-76, scoring 55 points coming out of the locker room at halftime. Time for us again to take a look at our All Energy Solar energizing performance of the game. And that's kind of fun to be repetitive sometimes, but Johnny Davis was unguardable. I mean, there was a lot that Marquette did well defensively, and it didn't matter. Davis, 25 points, Mike, and just 14 shots to get there. Also had 5 rebounds. But you talk about the model of efficiency. That was Johnny here today.
And we've talked about Johnny Davis's game this year and how it's so much dramatically different from last year now that he's starting, and just the confidence that he brought into this season from playing with Team USA over the summer and the speed. I mean, I can't get over the speed at which he plays the game now. And this is on the defensive end and on the offensive end. He's going at a different speed than anybody else.
Yeah, and but great control with that speed, right?
It's like, not the type of speed where you just helter-skelter speed. It's he's always on the attack, whether he's got the ball in his hands or he doesn't.
And when you think you have him off balance, he actually has you right where he wants you. And yeah, he's just been terrific. He's just different. There's no other way to describe it. He's different.
I just wonder how it begs the question how much work he did in the weight room this past summer.
I asked Greg, I said, beyond the scoring, I mean, what's been the jump? And he said they see a stronger guy. I think he's, you might categorize him as deceptively strong, right? He doesn't look chiseled, but
sinewy.
Don't be fooled.
Sinewy would be the word I'd use to describe his frame.
Yeah, no doubt. Very, very impressive again at both ends here today. When it comes to energizing performance for your home, call on the solar professionals at All Energy Solar. Schedule your free estimate and learn more about available solar incentives for your home by visiting allenergysolar.com. We'll go ahead and take a break, then we'll be joined by Greg Gard. Badgers win 89-76. More in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield. Wisconsin defeats Marquette this afternoon, 89-76. Joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. So do you get birthday part two then?
Is a good present. This is
not bad, huh?
Take this one. No, it's just proud of our guys, of how they played. And, you know, we were able to settle down a little bit there in the latter part of the first half and take our time finishing the paint. And we obviously finished very well in the second half.
Yeah, 70% shooting out of the locker room at halftime. That's pretty good.
You take a look at your freshman point guard, Chucky Hepburn, and the things he did today. I know he's been doing a lot of these things throughout the season, but it was more complete today than previously, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it started on the defensive end. I thought our momentum got going when we got things under control on the ball screen, and it started with ball pressure. We were a little too lax there at times, and then it put too much pressure on our big, and then we're rotating to stop the ball, and then we got rollers open, and we just needed to get better at the initiation of the ball pressure. And obviously to have 6 assists, 2 turnovers, getting pressed the whole game for a freshman, that's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all. You guys, you had, again, contributions from pretty much everybody again Johnny, I guess running out of superlatives, and you played what, 8 games here with Johnny Davis. There's just times he's unguardable, right? I mean, yeah. There's a lot of. I mean, if you're Marquette, thinking we can't do anything else, right. But Johnny can just—he's just that special player who can make those shots.
He is, you know, and having people around him that can space the floor makes life easier for him because there's more gaps, there's more space, there's obviously when you've got. You know, Brad Davison out there knocking down threes, Steve Crowell knocking down threes. That really stretches you defensively, and then you can let people make plays, which obviously he did, Chucky did, Tyler did. So, really a good team effort.
One thing we've noticed, too, with Johnny Davis is his ability to finish through contact this year. We were talking before he came out here about his strength. Is that noticeable to you, the strength difference maybe between his freshman year and right now?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest. People ask me about what has he improved. It's the strength. And just looking at him, obviously you can tell that. But also I saw that starting to evolve through the spring and the summer that, he didn't have, if you think about it back, guys, we didn't have a summer in the weight room a year ago. He had about 10 days at the end in August, but, not the complete off-season plan like he went through this past year and in the past off-season. And even he missed part of it because he was with USA Basketball for 3 weeks.
Speaking of that, Steven Crowell, I know you mentioned him maybe a couple minutes ago, but you're seeing some things. You saw more pace, especially in the second half. I know he hit a couple of threes today. But he seemed to be a little bit maybe more comfortable as the game went on down
he
low.
Is. Yeah, yeah. I think he, I think every game is, for most of these guys, is a learning experience. With probably the exception of two, Brad and Tyler, that have played the most minutes. Everybody else is, first time we played in front of a sold out home crowd. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things that we maybe take for granted that I have keep reminding myself of, this is new for a lot of these guys.
You have any major questions now? You're going to get into Big Ten play on Wednesday. What are some of the things that you feel like you still need to answer if you do?
Well, you have to get off the air, Mike, before I can get through the whole list. Constant improvement, constant things we have to continue to get better at. And obviously it'll continue to ramp up exponentially.
Well, let me rephrase it. What have you liked the most about the way you've competed to this point?
There's the word, compete.
Okay.
The guys have played hard. We haven't played perfect, and that's okay. We're going to make mistakes, but I have always made sure to point out to them, a big part of our DNA with this team specifically is how hard they play and how connected and together and how deep, and deep is it's only 4 letters, but it's a big word because it's going to change from game to game. Some days it's going to be more Lauren Bowman or Ben Carlson or Carter Gilmore, and then other days it's going to be more Jacoby Neath or Jordan Davis or Marcus Ilver. So we've got a lot of options there that can help us.
Final thought. We mentioned a pregame big tip of the cap to your scouts again.
Oh,
they made
yeah.
it a little tough yesterday on the
they
guys,
did.
Didn't they?
They did make it tough. Yeah, it's so tough that it's the first time we had to run a 16 in practice for letting the scout team. They had to change the nets after practice because they had wore them out.
It's a nice reward to be able to get some of those kids on the floor
absolutely.
To win a game.
Absolutely, because they, as I told them in the locker room, they put in just as much blood, sweat, and tears as everybody else. So. To get them in and let them, and it's hard coming in the last minutes when you've sat there for an hour and a half to mm-hmm. come in stone cold and try to play, but it's good to get them in and get a little taste of it.
Yeah, we'll cut you loose. Let you enjoy your birthday weekend.
All right.
So congrats. Happy
right.
birthday.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
Badgers
you.
Head Coach Greg Gard. Wisconsin a winner here today, 89-76.